Warrior Sound getting set for the upcoming season, the 2017-2018 season. It all tips off on Tuesday, the 17th of October, as the Houston Rockets visit for opening night, presented by Chase. I'm Lawrence Scott here with R.C. Davis, and the Roundup is returning after a season hiatus, let's say. We did it intermittently last year, but now we'll come back in full force this season with the Roundup, RC. And it'll be a weekend program where we look at a variety of things from around the NBA, all things that relate to the Warriors that we saw out in popular media, and get a chance for you to share some great interviews like you did this week with Baron Davis, taking part of the Golden Ball Tour as it makes its way around as we get set for what will be a very exciting season. And Boom Dizzle on the scene.
You mentioned the ring ceremony and the raising of the banners on Tuesday on opening night. Greatest three-year run in franchise history. Well, when was the last time this franchise was successful? It was, we believe, with Baron Davis. Baron was at Chase Center, the new bank of the Golden State Warriors, for the Golden Ball Tour. And so we just chatted up and seen what Boom Dizzle's up to lately.
Last time you and I talked, you were playing for the 87ers, and I was talking to you down in Santa Cruz.
I know.
Kingman was just born. How's your life changed the last year?
Man, a lot, man. Just, you know, I got two kids now, Kingman in L.A.
I love that name, L.A.
Yeah, man, Luke Alden, my newborn. And so, you know, since the 87ers, just really started, just still been training. You know, the two kids is tough, man, because every time you want to have a comeback, you know, it's popping out another kid.
Well, I saw that picture of you online, you and your sister-in-law, Jordana Brewster, and you were in full daddy mode. Diaper bag, you had your sweatpants on. You're embracing this fatherhood thing.
Yeah, fatherhood is good, man. You know, I love my kids. You know, I really love my kids. You know, they are a blessing to me. I learn a lot from them. And so, you know, any opportunity, you know, to spend time with them, you know, it's just, I never had kids when I played, so this is definitely a special moment.
So, Baron, how important is it for you to be out here with the Warriors fans? And, you know, it was recently the 10-year anniversary of the We Believe team. And how important is it for you to be out here with Chase, the new bank of the Warriors, and the Golden Victory Ball Tour?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's funny. It's a fun activation for fans. You know, I think it's a good social experiment. You know, the fans seem to love it. And, you know, in the champs, you can do stuff like that. You can brag and do stuff like that.
And anything coming down the pike? Any documentary, movies, TVs? What do you got going?
Man, I got something up my sleeve, man. Something dropping in, I think, November on Full Screen, TV show. But I don't know if it's necessarily that appropriate for the PG audience.
All right, Baron. We'll take care, man.
Good to see you.
Awesome to hear from Baron, and you think of all the things he's done. I saw him last year at a game and talked to him for a little bit inside the tunnel as the game was ongoing, actually, and I was like bothering him, basically saying, you know, your movie about the Drew League was really, really good. We knew when he was here that he had aspirations beyond just what was on the court. He wanted to get more integrated into where he's from, the Hollywood scene. I mean, being a guy from Crossroads High School in Santa Monica, he's around a lot of stars, had a kind of a upbringing around the stars, and now making his name in film, some documentary stuff, and we've seen some great stuff with him on TNT, but that Drew League documentary, that was really, really tight.
That was tight, and it was good, and it was introspective, and it got in deep with what the league is about, because it's a little different than Rucker. It's a little different than the leagues in Chicago and D.C., and you know, the Drew League draws a lot of people, and who better to capture it than L.A.'s son, Baron?
And, you know, the Drew League actually has a lot of application to what the Warriors do in the offseason. We saw JaVale McGee participating, and Nick Young, of course, always a participant at the Drew League, being an L.A. guy. But this year in specific, it's kind of fun to watch some of that Drew League action, some great highlights. Go search it out on YouTube, some of those Drew League highlights, especially JaVale all by himself, somehow running out of 24-second shot clock, and still not, I don't believe, getting the bucket in the end. But JaVale back here in the fold, the Warriors getting set for what will be a very exciting season to come. And again, it all tips off on Tuesday the 17th. Our coverage will then continue into the next weekend as the Warriors hit the road for games in New Orleans on Friday, that being the 20th of November, and then a back-to-back from New Orleans to Memphis, a game against the Grizzlies on that Saturday night that follows the game in New Orleans before a day that they will travel and then play in Dallas. So a three-game road trip right after that season opener, the ring ceremony, the banner ceremony at Oracle Arena, and then boom, a three-game roadie before the team returns home for what will be replica ring night on the 25th, which is a Wednesday night against the Toronto Raptors. And then, before you know it, the Wizards are in town. And another big night, Al Addles night, as we celebrate the legend, the man that is Warriors basketball from the very beginning, it seems. 1960, drafted by the team. There will be a life-sized Al Addles bobblehead out on the concourse. You can get your picture taken with the bobblehead, as well as the 1975 Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy, where Al Addles was the head coach.
What better night to do than against Washington?
And against Washington. So all of this coming together, that's the first six games of a very action-packed early part of the season. It's all starting earlier this year, RC.
It is earlier, so no more four games in five nights, lesser back-to-backs, hopefully more fan-friendly of a schedule. I know the coaches love the schedule. The front office loves the schedule. You should love the schedule. It's very balanced, and we'll be here all season long on Warrior Sound.
You know, and now, as we get from one end of Warrior Sound to the other, let's explain before we shove off here into the sunset for this particular preview episode of the Roundup. What is the Roundup, and why will we be doing it and making it part of our weekend programming, some of our podcast programming, some of all of what we're bringing all season long here on Warrior Sound?
I like to consider it like an audio aggregate system. It's kind of like the show Talk Soup for NBA fans. You can't possibly watch everything, no matter what these sites and Twitter shows you. I try to grab all the best stuff from around basketball, and then Lawrence and I will chat about it, talk about it. How does it relate to the Warriors? Or is it just some funny gaffe of like Shaq on the Tonight Show? You can hear all kinds of things.
All right, with RC Davis, I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.